USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I think is the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. The Senate Intelligence Committee announced late Thursday that it will postpone Friday's confirmation hearing for President-elect Joe Biden's pick to be the next director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines. She was supposed to be the first pick for Biden's cabinet. Instead, Haines joins a number of other national security picks still awaiting their chance to appear on Capitol Hill. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The right decision is how Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey characterized banning President Trump from the social media platform. Mr. Dorsey Thursday says this is just the beginning.
You know, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks, and on beyond the inauguration. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. A much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
The chief executive of Twitter had his account briefly suspended because of what he said was an internal mistake. Jack Dorsey, who co-founded Twitter, was locked out of his account, which had 3.9 million followers at the time, for about 15 minutes back in November of 2016. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the National Football League prepares for divisional playoffs this weekend, some of the less-than-stellar teams are replacing their head coaches. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
The Jacksonville Jaguars announced the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head coach, replacing Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included three national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh has been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last three seasons and replaces Adam Gase, who was let go after 2 years. The Jets and Saleh have agreed in principle to a five-year deal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams travel to Lambeau Field to play the Green Bay Packers at 4:35 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Also Saturday, the Ravens at the Bills, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Sunday's games have the Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS and ESPN. The late game Sunday has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Online gaming service Blizzard Entertainment has released the biggest update for its online platform, Battle.net, in years. Battle.net has been Blizzard's internet portal for its games since the 1996 launch of Diablo. It's also home of a select few other Activision Blizzard games, including the recent Call of Duty titles and Destiny 2, back when Activision Blizzard was its publisher. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.